Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I did. I was both honored and saddened that I was out there, meaning I would have loved to have talked to those folks in a different capacity or a different event, but I was notified that they were out there rallying. They're trying to create as much pressure on Sumitomo as they can. At this point, they're focused on their severance and on making sure they can get the best deal they can on their way out in light of the closure. But I talked to several folks and good people. These are good people who some of them had worked there for 35 years. Some of them worked there for six. I met people from Niagara County. I met people from Erie County. And I'm sure there were people that lived in other counties that worked there. And just the big question was, the big statements were, we had no notice. They feel a real gut punch, really blindsided. And then what am I going to do? My family needs health care. My family obviously need money. And there's a sense of, what do I do now? Where do I go? I've worked here for X number of years. Where am I going to take my skills here and be able to feed my family and take care of my family? So, I wanted to be there to show some support, but also to hear from them and let them know that not everybody has forgotten them, so to speak. I hope I was able to do that at least in some measure, but just a tough day for all of those folks and their families.
What can be done to help these former Sumitomo workers not only find new jobs, but find jobs that were paying as well as at Sumitomo?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be challenging. I mean, we talk a lot in New York about, and different elected certainly talk a lot about, retraining, right? Being able to take workers from different types of skill sets and being able to train them up. I know there's some training centers across Western New York, including in Buffalo and Niagara County, to try to be able to offer folks if they want to grow their skill sets or expand their skills, so they can go get. Maybe it's not a job in the exact same kind of facility they were in. Maybe they want to do something different. I think right now for a lot of them, they're still in that shock phase, right? They haven't gotten really to that part. But I think the state, there are programs like that. There are programs that are focused. There is funding that is focused on folks who lose employment like this. The problem is you have 1,500 of them, right? And I don't know, while I know that there are lots of work for a lot of employers who need people, 1,500 is a lot. That's a big hit. And so it is probably going to take time for all of those folks to land on their feet. Some of them I spoke to, they can retire. There are some people there who certainly they might have been a year or two away, but they're at a point in their life where they will be okay. That was what they told me. They said, I'll be fine. It's the younger employees, in their 40s and 30s and maybe even 20s with families. Those are the folks you really worry about. I'm going to be having conversations with the Department of Labor to ensure that everything that is being done under law, as far as like the Warren Act and such, is being complied with and being enforced on behalf of those workers, both union, non-union. And then I think, lastly, I still would like to find out what went into this. It is inconceivable to me that a company, albeit a global company, a Japanese company, could without much notice, completely shut down their North American facility. I mean, this is not just a big deal in Tonawanda. It's the North American facility and 1,500 people, and if they could just pull the plug on that, there had to be a rationale as to why. And while it's a private company, I would like to know or get some sense as to how this happened, why this happened, and whether it's our federal officials or our state officials. I think both sides of the aisle, we have to find out why that was, because I think that's important. And I think my concern is, I hope this is not the first of several, be it the economy, be it New York State. You know, there was a gentleman there who said to me that he had heard, and again, I don't know if this is rooted in substance or not, but he had heard they were looking to make investment, a capital improvement into the facility, and were told by the state that they would have to electrify the facility. If that's true, then that could be a major reason why they chose to leave.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.